Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kedushin Nun Zion, Kedushin 57. Today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for salvation, for the people fighting in the land of Israel, for our brothers and sisters in Tzahal. May Hashem grant to Yeshua salvation and Lezecher Nishmas, those murdered on Shmini Atzeres by the terrorists. So today's daf yomi tells us that if there is a purification process of the mitzorah, that the purification process of the lepers, as part of that process, you slaughter one bird, and then you dip another bird in its blood, and you send that bird out over into the wilderness. And so the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that this bird, which is called the Tzipor HaMeshulachas, this bird that is sent away, how do we know it's permitted to have benefit from it? What's our source for it? And so the Gemara cites three possible explanations. That one explanation is that it's based upon the fact that it says, Vishilach al Pnei HaSadeh, that it's sent out onto the face of the field. And so therefore, since it's sent out into the face of the field, that teaches us this idea that it's going to be permitted, that just like a field is permitted, and so therefore, just like the field will be permitted, so too this bird will be permitted. So another explanation is that the Gemara is saying that we know that majority of living animals are permitted. And so therefore, in almost all cases, a living animal is permitted. And so therefore, this bird that's sent away is also going to be permitted. Gemara then offers a third explanation. That's Rava. The Rava says, Lo omra Torah shalach otakoa. Torah is not saying, send out the bird to cause us problems and to mess us up. Can you imagine if somebody doesn't realize that this is a prohibited bird and he ends up eating it and getting benefit or selling it? So therefore, the Torah is not going to tell us to send away this bird into the wild and then we're going to sin as a result of it. But the basic idea is, Lo omra Torah shalach otakoa. The Torah is not leading us down the wrong path. Torah is leading us down the right path.